B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yevam Mustav Zayin. We're going to start 22 lines from the top of the Amud. And we're in the middle of this long sugya that started on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that in a case of Yibum, which is when somebody, let's call him Shimon, died without children, then Reuven, Shimon's brother, has to do Yibum, has to marry one of Shimon's wives. Now, if one of Shimon's wives were an Erva, one of the 15 Aroyos mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, then Reuven, not only does he not do Yibum with the Erva, but also not with the Tzara of the Erva, the co-wife, the rival wife of the Erva. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, what would be the source for that? And the Gemara brought two psukim, one posuk by Achis Isha, which is an example, one of the Aroyos, is when Shimon was married to the sister of Reuven's wife. One's not allowed to marry two sisters. If Shimon dies without children, then even though there's a mitzvah of Yibum, Reuven cannot do Yibum with his wife's sister. And the pasuk says, "V'ishal achis olisikach litzroir legalus ervasa oleo b'chayel." That's the issa of achis isha. And it says in that pasuk, litzroir, it says in that pasuk, oleho. There's another pasuk in the parasha of Yibum that says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdov umeis echod mehem ubein ein loy loisia eishes hameis achutz olizor yovomo yovoy oleho v'lokoch oloy leisha v'yibmo." Over there also we have the pasuk, the word called oleho. The Gemara says that we put the two words oleho together to teach us that even though there's a mitzvah of Yibum, it does not override the erva of Achos Isha. And we learn from there that one is not allowed to override the Aroyos to be mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis started with a question we're still busy with. Why do I need a special pasuk, a special word in a pasuk, to tell us that Reuven does not do Yibum with an erva? Why would we have entertained the idea of doing Yibum with an erva, which is, an erva is a serious issa? So the Gemara suggested, and that was the first suggestion that took us from Daf Gimel Amud Beis till Daf Hei Amud Beis, maybe Asei Doicha Lois Asei. The mitzvah Asei of Yevomo Yovo Yeleo, of doing Yibum, overrides the Lois Asei of marrying an Erva. And then the Gemara says that wouldn't help, because this is not a regular Lois Asei. This is a Lois Asei Shiesh Beikorus. And then we had a whole discussion. Do we find that Asei can override a Lois Asei Shiesh Beikorus? In the event that it would, then we would understand that in the absence of this word oleo, we would say that asei of Yibum overrides the lois asei shiesh beikorus of Aroyos. But that took us from Daf Hei Amud Beis till Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, which is where we are now. And by the end of the sugya, it was clear to us that we do not say asei doicha lois asei shiesh beikorus. So we would never have entertained the idea of being able to do Yibum with an erva. So the question comes back, why do I need the word oleo? So now the Gemara is going to try suggestion number three, why we need oleo. Says the Gemara, Elo itzrich, we need the word oleo, because Solkadai Techamina, I may have entertained the idea that to have a high Eishes Ach, the is of Eishes Ach. Let's remember, every Yibum is Eishes Ach. It's the wife of a brother, a sister-in-law, which is also one of the Aroyos. In the event that Shimon had children, if Reuven would marry Shimon's wife, it would be a serious Issa. It's one of the Aroyos. The mitzvah of Yibum, and that's the chiddush of Yibum, is that if Shimon didn't have children, then the concept of Yibum says there's no erva to Achos Isha, to Eishes Ach, and he's allowed to marry Shimon's wife, providing it's not another erva. But that's what we're trying to establish now. So this Eishes Ach is a dova shahoyo bichlal, the erva, just in the regular parasha of Aroyos. This erva called Eishes Ach was included in all the Aroyos. There's a pasuk that generalizes and says all the Aroyos are similar. As the pasuk says, "Ki kol ashiyasem mikol ha-to'evos ha'elo v'nichrasu," that all the Aroyos are included in the punishment of Korus. We do not need any one of the Aroyos to be singled out and say, if you transgress and you marry this Erva, you have relations with this Erva, then there's a chiyuv Korus. There's a single pasuk that says all the Aroyos have Korus. Nonetheless, this Eishes Ach was actually excluded. To have a high Eishes Ach, dovo shahoyo bichlal, v'yotzo min haklal. The posuk singled out Eishes Ach, lelamid, to teach us the mitzvah of Yibum. That even though all the Aroyos are included in a single bracket, the Torah singled out Eishes Ach to say that Eishes Ach, a sister-in-law, is different to the other Royos, it would seem, and that is the concept of Yibum. The very concept of Yibum overrides the Issa of Eishes Ach. So loy lelamid al atzma yotza. So we have a rule that kol davar shehayah bechlol v'yotza min haklal lelamid loy lelamid al atzma yotza. It's not only excluded and taken out of the rule to teach something about itself, about that exception, elo lelamid al haklol kula yotza. Rather, it's something that teaches us about all the things that were in the klal, that were in the generalization. So here you've got all the arayis are a single generalization. As we saw regarding Korus, there's a single pasuk that says, "Ki kola shi'asem mikola to'eivo Yisraela v'nichrusu," and the Torah singled out the erva of Eishes Ach to allow Yibum. So we assume that it's there not only to teach us about Eishes Ach, it's there to teach us about all the Aroyas, that all the Aroyas included in this generalization, all of them get overridden for the sake of Yibum, no different to Eishes Ach, which is the essence of Yibum. And since we would have this rule that tells us that it's lelamid al haklol kulo yotza, so without the special word in the Torah of oleo, indeed we would have entertained the idea that we would do Yibum even when it's one of the other arayis. And that's why I need oleo to tell us that no, you do not do Yibum in the case of any erva, obviously besides for Eishes Ach, which is the concept of Yibum, but any other erva that's added to it, we would not transgress in order to do the mitzvah of Yibum, and that's the answer of the question why we need Oleho. D'tanya, where do we see this concept of kol dovo shoyo bechlol, v'yotzo min haklol lelamid, loy lelamid al atzma yotzo, elo lelamid al haklol kulo yotzo? D'tanya, we learnt in a braisa, and this is a Gemara in Krisis. What would be the source of this rule? It says in the pasuk, "V'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlomim asher Hashem v'tumose olov v'nichrus hanefesh hayim me'ameo." If somebody is going to eat from any korban, but the pasuk singles out, if somebody eats from a korban shlomim, whilst the person is tomei, he is punishable by korus. Says the Gemara, "V'haloi shlomim bechlal kochim hoyu." There's a pasuk already that says that if a tamei person eats any kochim, any korban, that he's chayev korus. It says, "Kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem el hakochim ashiyakdishu," etc. It's a pasuk that says all kochim is in this bracket. V'loma yotzoi. Why is shlomim singled out by the pasuk? It must be lahakish aleim, to compare all kochim to shlomim. V'loim alacho, and to tell you that mach shlomim, in the same way as shlomim, miyuchodim, that it's kochim mizbeach, that what's unique about shlomim, or one of the things that are unique about shlomim, is that it is kochim mizbeach, it's not kochim bedek habayis, it's not hekdesh, it's not something that belongs to hekdesh to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdosh, rather it's a korban that goes on the mizbeach. Af kol, kochim mizbeach, so too, in order to be punishable by korus, it's only if you ate kochim, which is kochim mizbeach, any other korban. Yotzu, Koche bedek habayis, but if there was an animal that was hekdesh for bedek habayis, somebody gave an animal to the Beis HaMikdosh, not as a korban, but rather to be used, the value of the animal can be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdosh, and then somebody were to eat from that animal, he would not be chayev korus. So you see from here that something that was yotza min haklal, shlomim was singled out from other kochim, to teach us that it's got to be that you're only chayev korus if a tamei person eats from a korban, and then it teaches us about the whole rule, that all the kochim that you're chayev korus for if a tamei person eats it is only if it's similar and is similar to shlomim, which is a korban. Hochanami so to hear. Hai ha eishes ach, bichlal kol arayis hoiso. As we said, marrying a sister of the Eishes Ach, marrying the wife of a brother, the concept of Yibum was Bichlal Kol Arayas Hoy. So it's one of the Arayas, it's a group, it's a generalization. V'loma Yotzo, why did the Torah single out the Yibum that says even though there's an Issa of Eishes Ach, of marrying a sister-in-law, the mitzvah of Yibum says no, do Yibum to a sister-in-law? It must be Lahakish Eleo, to compare it, V'loy Malacho, and to tell you that Ma Eishes Ach, in the same way as marrying a wife of a deceased brother, sharia is mutar, and that is the mitzvah of yibum. Af kol aroyis nami sharion. So too all the aroyis, which are in the same ruling, in the same klal, and same generalization, are also overridden by the mitzvah of yibum. And that's why I need the pasuk of Aleo to tell us, no, you do not do yibum unless the only issa is eishesach, that is the mitzvah of yibum. But if there's any other error over there, then you do not do yibum. Says the Gemara, no, this is not a good enough answer. Midomi, this case of Yibum is not similar to the case of Kodshim. Hasam, in the case of Kodshim, where Shlomim is singled out, it's Klal Be'issa. The ruling, the generalization was a Tomei person is not allowed to eat Hekdesh, and if he eats Hekdesh, he's Chayev Koros. Uprat, the detail, the being singled out, the Shlomim was singled out, also Be'isar. The Pasuk of Shlomim says that if you ha-nefesh asher toichal basam zebach Shlomim, asher Hashem v'tumase olav, over there, v'nichlus ha-nefesh ha-yimei ha-meo, the detail that was singled out was also an Issa. It was indeed singled out. We have to understand why. But over there, the Prat is not different to the Klal. It's not a davar chadosh, it's not teaching us something new, it's just taking it out of the rule, out of the generalization, obviously to teach us something. So the klal was an issa, and the prat was issa. Hocha, however, here in the case of Yibum, it's very different. Klal be'issa. The generalization of all the aroyas is the issa to marry any of the aroyas. What's the prat? When Eishes Ach is singled out, it's beheta, is to teach us a davar chadosh, to teach us something new, to teach us that in the event that the brother died without children, there's a mitzvah of Yibum that overrides the issa of Eishes Ach. So the detail, the prat, is beheta, unlike the generalization, the klal, which was be'issa. So holoi domi, so this is compared to a different rule. What's the rule? Elo ledavo shahoyo bichlal, a rule when something was included in a generalization. Like Eishes Ach was included in all the aroyas, that in generally speaking, if somebody transgresses any of the aroyas, he's chayev koros. V'yotzo lido in bedavo achodosh, Eishes Ach is coming to teach us something new. She'iyat yochi lachziroi lichloloi, and then the ruling goes that in such an event, you do not put it back into the generalization, which means you do not compare the detail to the other things in the rule, or in the generalization, to the detail, until the Pasuk explicitly says that you can compare this Dovor HaChodosh, this new thing from that was singled out, to all the other things that were not singled out. And if so, since in the case of Yibum, it's a Dovor HaChodosh, so we wouldn't say that since Eishes Ach is taken out of the klal, it's a davar chodosh, it then teaches us that all the other things in the rule are also overridden by Yibum. We wouldn't say that. And therefore, we wouldn't entertain the idea that you can do Yibum. So the question comes back, why do we need Oleo? And what would be the source for this concept that kol davar shehayo bichlal v'yotza min haklal Lidoin bedova chodosh she'iati ochel achziro achi achzirenu akosuv lechlodo befeirush. Where do we see that? D'tanya, we learnt in a brisa Gemara in Zvachim. Davosh hayo bechlal, if something was included in a generalization, v'yotza lidoin bedova chodosh, and it was taken out of the generalization, it was singled out to teach us something new. Iati roshoy lechziro lechlodo, you cannot put it back into the generalization. You cannot compare all the other details to this detail. Until the pasuk explicitly tells you can do that. Ketzad, what would be the source from that? This is from a pasuk. The pasuk says, and this is a pasuk talking about the asham metzora. The metzora would bring a korban asham, and the pasuk says, v'shachat eshakeves, he shechts the lamb, bimkoy mashi yishchat eshachatos, in the tzofin, in the north of the Azara, in the same place as the korban chatos was shechted, v'esa oila, bimkoy makoidesh, ki kachatos ha'osham, the chatos and the asham are similar, ha'osham hu lakoyin koidesh kadoshim hu, it's koidesh kadoshim, they are similar, and therefore they are shechted on the tzofin. So that's what it says in the pasuk. V'shochat es hakeves b'mokim ashishchat es hachatos v'es oilo b'mokim b'mkoyim hakoidesh ki kachatos ha'osham hu lakoyin she'ein talmud loimar kachatos ha'osham. It already says at the beginning of the pasuk v'shochat es hakeves b'mokim ashishchat es hachatos It already says that you shecht the lamb in the same place as you shechted the chatos and the oila. Why does the pasuk add on kika chatos ha'osham? Because the chatos and the osham are similar. Ma talmud leima ka chatos ha'osham? Why are you singling that out? Lefisha yotzo, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, lefisha yotzo asham mitzoyro lidoin bedova ha'chodosh. Because there's many different types of ashamis that a person would bring, korban osham. The asham mitzoyro that's being discussed in this pasuk has actually been singled out. How has it been singled out? Beboyen yad uboyen regel hayamonis, that there was some blood of this osham was placed onto the thumb of the mitzera, the thumb of his right hand, and the big toe of his right foot, and that's something that was which was unique to asham mitzera, not applying to any other korban osham. Yochel, I may have thought lo yehi ton matan domim veimurim legabim mizbeach. Since asham mitzera has been singled out for a dover hachodosh, maybe now all the other things that apply to the other ashamis in the generalization do not apply to the asham mitzera, and therefore the matan domim, putting the blood on the mizbeach, the imurim and the other parts of the osham onto the mizbeach, legabi mizbeach, I may have thought that once the asham mitzera has been singled out for a dover achodosh, none of the halachas that apply to other ashamis apply. Talmud loimah, so I need a special pasuk to say, ki kachatos ha'osham, that the osham is similar to the chatos. Ki kachatos ha'osham hu, ma chatos, in the same way as the korban chatos, to uno matan domim ve'imurim legabi mizbeach, the blood and the other parts are put, some of the other parts are put onto the mizbeach, af osham, so to this asham mitzera, to un matan domim ve'imurim legabi mizbeach. So what do we see here? We see clearly that once the asham mitzera has been singled out from the other ashamis for a dover achodosh, we need a special pasuk to say that there's any similarity between the generalization, all the other korban asham, and the asham mitzera. So you see clearly that if it's yotzo le dover achodosh, iat yochel achziroi, at sheyachzor eino kosov lechlolo beferish, I need a pasuk. And therefore, so too by Yibum, once Eish Esach has been singled out for a dover achodosh, for something new that you can do Yibum, we would not say that the same applies to all the other aroyes, because the pasuk didn't tell us that. And since it wouldn't apply to other aroyes, we wouldn't have entertained the idea you can do yibum where there's an erva. So then why do I need oleo to say you don't do yibum? Another Gemara concludes the question. If not for the pasuk of kachatos ka'osham, as we explained, I would have thought, lemaida nofak nofak, since the osham mitzera was singled out regarding the matan bohoinois, that you put the blood on the thumb of the right hand and the thumb of the right foot, lemaida loy nofak, but for all the other halachas of matan domim ve'imurim al gabim mizbeach, loy nofak. For that we say that we do not, the asham mitzera does, all those halachas of the klal of other ashamis do not apply to the asham mitzera, if not for the pasuk. Hochnami, so too, hava amina, I would have said, eish esach, only regarding a sister-in-law, that means the issa of eish esach, the ishtari, which the concept of yibum permits it, ishtari is mutter, shar aroyes, but any of the other aroyes that were included in the klal of aroyes, loy, we would not entertain the idea of doing yibum, so why do we need oleho? So that was suggestion number 3 that the Gemara has refuted. The first one was Asei Deichalei Saseh. The second one was Asei Deichalei Saseh Sheesh Beikoros. The third one was Hoyo Bechlal V'yotzo Minaklal Lelamid. And we said that also doesn't apply because this is a Dovar HaChodosh. So now we're going to try a fourth explanation why we would entertain doing Yibum by an Erva, and that would explain why we need a Pasuk to say you do not do Yibum by the Arayis. Elo, I may have thought, there's a concept called a me'emotzinu, a binyan av, where we have a type of idea that's a suggestion that's suggested once, and then we assume it applies all over. From Eish Esach, this is a new type of rule called me'emotzinu. Ma Eish Esach, in the same way as Eish Esach, which is one of the aroyes, miyabmo, you can do yibum, so too, afachos isha, so too, marrying a sister of a wife, and this includes any other erva, all the other is also to siyabim. That means with the basic rule of using Eish Esach just as an example, as a memotzinu, as a binyan av, for all aroyes. We see that yibum overrides aroyes, so we assume it overrides all other aroyes, And that's why we need Oleo to say no. In the case of Achois Isha or any other Erva, we do not say Yibum. Says the Gemara, no. We wouldn't have used the Memotzinu. Midomi, there's a difference between the Eishes Ach and all the other Aroyas by Yibum that would tell us that they're not similar enough to say that this is an example that would be for all of them. Midomi, we can differentiate between Eishes Ach, which there's Yibum, and all the other Aroyas. Hosam, in the case of Eishes Ach, it's only one Erva, Chad Isura. It's only one Erva called Eishes Ach. And Yibum overrides that. Hacha, but all the other Aroyos, there's two Trei Isura. There's two Isurim, because every single case of Yibum is also Eishes Ach. And in the 15 cases mentioned in the Mishnah, besides of being Eishes Ach, it's also a different Erva. It's maybe Shimon's married to Reuven's daughter. And there's two Aroyos now. If Reuven were to marry his daughter, he's also transgressed the Erva of marrying a daughter, also transgressed the Erva of marrying his brother's wife. Or if it's his wife's sister, the same thing, it's two Aroyos. It's Eishes Ach and Achois Isha. And since all the other Aroyos are two Isurim, whereas Eishes Ach is only the one Issa, we cannot use Issa of Eishes Ach as a binyanav, as a memotzinu for all the other Aroyos. And therefore, we would not have entertained the idea of doing Yibum. So I don't need Oleo. And the question comes back. So that was the fourth suggestion, using a Memotzinu that the Gemara thought would be a reason to explain why we would do Yibum, and therefore we understand why we need Oleo to say you don't do Yibum. And this has also been refuted. We have to now move on to the fifth suggestion. What would have told us that you should do Yibum, that we need Oleo to say that you don't do Yibum? Now the Tema, says the Gemara, Hoil v'ishtari, ishtari. Says, because any of these 15 Aroyos, they are also Eishes Ach. They are, means Reuven, who needs to do Yibum with Shimon's wife, anyone Reuven would do Yibum with is obviously an Eishes Ach, because Yibum is only Eishes Ach. It's a brother that passes away without children, then a surviving brother does Yibum with his wife. So this Eishes Ach, this woman, Shimon's wife, is also Eishes Ach to Reuven. And the problem is that when it comes to the other Aroyos, besides for this woman being Eishes Ach, she's also another issue, either a daughter of Reuven, or a sister of an existing wife of Reuven, or one of the 15 Aroyos. So the Gemara says there's a concept of Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari. Once something's become permitted, it's become permitted in its entirety. So if you've got this woman, who on her shoulder, so to speak, is the Issa Eishes Ach, and other Isurim, we say since Issa Eishes Ach has been overridden by Yibum, any other issues have been overridden as well. There's a concept, Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari. Once it's become Mutter, it's become Mutter, and therefore, together with Issa Eishes Ach, any other Issa, whether it's Achois Isha or Bitoy or any of the 15 Aroyos, get overridden at the same time. Umino Temra, Domrinon Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari. Where do you get this idea from that there's such a concept that once a certain thing, an idea, we'll soon see an example, gets overridden by one halacha, any other issues get overridden as well at the same time. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Metzayra Shechol Shmini Shaloi Be'erev Pesach. On the eighth day, we're not going now into all the details of how a Metzayra becomes Tohir, but on the eighth day, which is the last day of the process of becoming Tohir, he has to come into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Harabayis, and he's got to bring his korbonis. And after he brings his korbonis, then he's completely tohir. And he has to also have the blood of the korban put onto his thumbs. So he stands in the shar nikanoir, which is the gate, the doorway by the azara, and he puts his hand in, and they put the blood onto his thumbs. That is the process of a part of what Metzayra has to do to become tohir. So he's got to come into what we call the machne leviyah, which is not the Azara is Machne Kuhuna, Machne Shchina, he's got to come into the Machne Leviyah, and he's allowed to come into Machne Leviyah in order to be able to, he's allowed to come into Machne Leviyah, there's no issue with that, but and then he puts his hand into the Azara, he stands in the Shar Nikanoir, which is still considered Machne Leviyah, he puts his hand into the Azara, we have to understand how he can do that, we'll soon see, and then he becomes Tohir. The problem is, what happens if on that eighth day, when he has to come, Mitzvah Shechal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. If he doesn't become Toher here and now on Erev Pesach, then on the night he's not going to be able to eat his korban because of the korban Pesach. Because until the Metzayra brings his korbanos, he's Mechusar Kippurim, he's not allowed to eat korbanos at all. And not eating korban Pesach is a very serious issa. So he's on the eighth day, he's coming in and he wants to become Toher so that he can eat his korban Pesach at night. The problem is on day eight, and note, it's on the day. If it's in the night of the eighth night, it's going to be different. We'll soon see. But if it's on the eighth day, he saw Keri, and somebody who's a Tumas Keri is a problem. He can't come into the Machne Leviyah. V'toval, he toivled after he's a Keri. He's toivled. The problem is that even after he's toivled, he still is Her of Shemesh. He needs to wait for the end of the day until he can come in to the Machne Leviyah. So Amru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, Afal pi she'ein tvul yoim ech acher, nichnas, even though a regular tvul yoim, person who's been to mikvah, but hasn't yet toivled, is not allowed into the Machne Leviyah, ze, this Metzaira, who is a Baal Keri, nichnas, he, even though he's a tvul yoim, and in Hilchas Baal Keri, he would not be allowed into the Machne Leviyah, this Metzaira is allowed in. Why? Mutav sheyovei asei sheyesh b'ikaros, because if he doesn't do this, he will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach that night, if he can't come in. So the assay of Korban Pesach overrides of Yidche assay she'en by Koros, and overrides the assay, which is not punishable by Koros, of Vayishluchu min Amachne, that he's not allowed to be, that this Tvul Yoim is not allowed to be in to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. V'omar Rabbi Yechanon, and Rabbi Yechanon clarifies, Dvar Teira min HaTeira afilu assay lesbe. There isn't even an Issa Asay for this Mechusar Kippurim to come into the Machne Leviyah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayamid Yeshofot b'kehal Yehuda v'Yerushalayim b'veis Hashem lifnei HaChotzer HaChadosha, that they came into the Chotzer HaChadosha, my Chotzer HaChadosha, Amar Rabbi Yechanon, shechidshu bo dvorim, that regarding this Chotzer HaChadosha, which Rashi says is the Har HaBayis, was a Chotzer where there was a Chiddush there. Va'omru, what was this chiddush? That the Chachomim said, Tvul Yoim lo yikonis l'machne Leviyah. It's only the Chachomim that said that Tvul Yoim is not allowed into Machne Leviyah. So really, the Tvul Yoim min HaTorah is allowed into the Machne Leviyah, and therefore this Metzaira, who's a Baal Keri, is allowed into Machne Leviyah. But we have a problem here. So that's all very good, coming up until the point of Sha'ar Nikanor, which is called Machne Leviyah. But he's putting his hand into the Azora, in order that they can sprinkle from the blood onto his thumb and his foot. And it's a bias miktas, and a mechusar kippurim, as well as and even more so, a tvul yoim, is not allowed to go into the machne shchino at all. That's punishable by koros. So Metzaira, the Torah says, that's the only way he becomes tahir. He puts his thumb in, that's okay. But over here, we're not only discussing the issue of Metzaira, who's a Mechusar Kippurim because he hasn't yet brought his korbanos, we're talking about a Baal Keri. How can this Baal Keri put his thumb into the Azara? It's Machne Shechina. Machne Kuhuna is not allowed to do that. It's punishable by Koros. V'omar Ula, and Ula explained, Ma'atam, the reason that he's allowed to do this, Hoyil v'hutar l'tzora sayhuta l'kiryoi. Since this Metzaira, the halachas of Metzaira have said that even though you're Mechusar Kippurim, you're allowed to put your hand, your thumb, into the Azara. So too, the Issa of Keri and being a Tvul Yoim and of a Baal Keri gets pushed out of the way as well, gets overwritten as well, and you can put your hand in. So we see here clearly that Hoyl the Ishtari, since this person is allowed to put his hand in for to become toyer from tzoras, he's also allowed to put his hand in to become toyer from. He's also allowed to put his hand in, even though he's a Baal Keri, and we overlook the Issa Keri as well. So the Gemara says, since we see a concept of hoyel v'ishtari, maybe we say the same with every yibum of an erva. Since eishesach is overridden by yibum, any other issa is also overridden by yibum, and therefore maybe you can do yibum on all the aroyis. That's why I need Oleo to say that you cannot do yibum. Says the Gemara, no. Midomi, how can you compare the hoyel v'ishtari that you want to use by yibum to the hoyel v'ishtari of the Metzaira, who's a Keri? Midomi l'du'ula, Can you compare it to Ulla? Tinach hecha denosa mace. If first, so what the Gemara is going to say now is as follows. There are two elements that we can bring out from the case of Metzaira that we have to make sure, do they apply to a regular case of Yibum? Number one, which the heter, well, let's do it like this. The Metzaira, the problem, what needed to be overridden here is two things. Number one, Metzaira. Number two, Keri. Metzaira always gets overridden because that's how a Metzaira becomes Toyer. He puts his thumb into the Azara. Keri, normally it's severely Asa. So what happened over here in this case, the Metzaira, this person, what had an Issa Metzaira before he had the Issa Keri. He's been a Metzaira for a while. And the Keri only started that day. Keri is only Tommy that one day. He goes to Mikvah, waits for the night, and that's it. So over here, which Issa was there first? First the Issa Metzaira was there, then the Issa Keri. So maybe you only say the Hoyel Vishtari Ishtari if the first Issa gets overridden, the second one gets overridden as well. But what would happen if in an event, for example by Yibum, where this Reuven became, where Reuven was an Abitoy, the Issa of Bas, for example, or the Issa of Achois Ishtoy was there before Eishesach. What would be if Reuven got married to a woman and then now the sister of his wife is already called Achois Ishtoy, and only afterwards Shimon marries a sister of Reuven's wife? So which Issa of which Erva was first? First it was the Achois Ishtoy, being a sister of a wife, and only afterwards the Issa of being a wife of a brother. So there is the opposite way around. Would we also say Hoyel Vishtari Yishtari? And even more than that, there's another element. By Metzaira, the Metzaira itself, the crack of dawn, when a Metzaira can come in from the early morning, from when it's daytime, the Metzaira is already allowed to come in to put his thumb into the Azara and to become Toyer as soon as he can bring a Korban. When did he become a Baal Keri? Only later. So there we say, Hoyel v'Ishtari, Ishtari. We say that since even before he became a Baal Keri, this person who had an issue of Metzaira was already allowed to come into the Azara. So even if afterwards there's an added issue of Keri, we undermine that and we let him come in. But what would be, for example, if this Metzaira became a Baal Keri in the night of the eighth night? So, and then the next day he goes to the mikvah, he has to wait till the end of the day. Would we say there that this Metzaira is allowed in? We wouldn't say he's allowed in. We wouldn't say Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari, because when was it Ishtari? When is the Metzaira allowed into the Azara? Only in the morning, not at night. And if he became a Tumas Keri before the Metzaira was actually allowed in, before the morning, we don't say Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari. Well, what's going to happen in a similar case of Yibum? Are we going to say that only when there was an Issa of Eishes Ach, before there was even an issue of any other Erva, only then we would say Hoyel v'Ishtari v'Ishtari? But if at the moment that the Issa Eishes Ach comes, it's already got another Erva, we'll soon see the case. In that case, that means if we never overrode Eishes Ach before the other Erva was an issue, maybe over there you don't say Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari, because by Metzaira it's only because when the Issa Metzaira was actually first overridden, there was no other issue there. It's only an added problem of Keri that came later, then we can override that other added issue. With Yibum, it normally wouldn't be the case. With Yibum, normally, the moment that it's Eishes Ach, it's also another Erva. So we never have the Issa of Eishes Ach being overridden before the other Erva comes. Those are the two things the Gemara is now going to point out. And therefore, we cannot compare Yibum to the case of the Metzaira who's a Baal Keri. And again, the question will come back. If so, we cannot use the rule of Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari. And then the question comes back. There would be no reason that we would allow Yibum by Erva. So why do I need a pasuk to say that you cannot do Yibum by an Erva? Let's see these two questions inside. Midomi l'du'ula. How can you compare a regular case of Yibum to the case of Ula of this Metzaira who became a Baal Keri? Tinach, in the event, hecha denosa meis, if first Shimon married his wife, v'achakach, for example, he married a woman, V'acharkach nosochai. And then Reuven married the sister of Shimon's wife. So which Issa came first? First Issa of Eishesach, because first Shimon married this woman. This woman that Shimon married is already Eishesach. Afterwards, Reuven married the sister of Shimon's wife. Now there's another issue. Now Shimon's wife, besides for being Eishesach, is also Achos Isha. So in that case, the migud ishtari isa eishesach ishtari nami iser achos isha. In that case, where the erva of eishesach was applied and was there before the isa of achos isha, then it would be similar to the metzera, where the problem of metzera was there before the problem of the keri. Elo nosochai. But what would be in the other way around? First, Reuven married his wife. So Reuven's wife is his wife. Reuven's wife's sister is now Achois Ishtoi, which is an erva. V'charkach noso meis, and then Shimon, who was the one who was going to die soon, then Shimon married the sister of Reuven's wife. So Issa Achois Isha Kodim. Over there, the Issa of Achois Isha was before the Issa of Eishesach. Over there, you can't say Hoil V'shtari, since Yibum overrides Issa of Eishesach, it's also going to override the Issa of Achois Isha. No, it's the opposite order. Because the one that's the hoil v'ishtari, the one that's really being pushed out of the way, has to have been there first. But that's only true if Shimon first married his wife, not if Reuven first married his wife. And so in the case where Reuven first married his wife, and then Shimon married the sister of Reuven's wife, over there the Issa of Achos Isha was before the Issa of Eishesach, you wouldn't use this rule, it's not similar to Ula. V'afilu, even now says the Gemara, even take an event, that filu nosa meis, nami. Even in the event that first, indeed, Shimon married his wife, and the Issa Eishesach was there first, like Metzaira was there before the Keri, so too Eishesach is there before the Achos Isha. And afterwards, Reuven marries a sister of Shimon's wife, so now, besides for Shimon's wife being Achos Isha, it's now also Achos Isha. But this is the second issue we mentioned. Tinach, that all would be fine. Heicha denosa meis, if Shimon first married his wife, and then Shimon died before Reuven married anyone. And then Shimon died, or Meisi died, and now Shimon's wife is now Eishesach, and there's no reason that Reuven cannot do Yibum. But before he did Yibum with Shimon's wife, v'acharkach nosochai, now Reuven went and married the sister of the woman, of the widow of Shimon, after Shimon had already died. So now we've got a problem here, because now this wife of Shimon, because Reuven now married that wife, that widow's sister, that widow is now an Achos Isha. So over there, in that case, Dechazielo Beini Beini, over there was a stage, which might have been a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, however long it is, where Issa Eishes Ach was actually overridden. And Reuven could have done and should have done Yibum with Shimon's wife. Just afterwards, before he did Yibum, he introduced a new Issa of Achos Isha by marrying a sister of that woman he should have done Yibum with. Then, similar to the case of Metzaira, where the Issa of Metzaira was overridden first thing in the morning, and then he became a Balkeri, and then we say once this Metzaira is allowed in, he's allowed in even though he became a Balkeri. So we would say also in the case of Yibum, that indeed in such a case, where once Issa Eishesach was overridden to do Yibum, even though she became an Achos Isha, we indeed would entertain the idea that Hoil v'Ishtari Ishtari. And then we would need Oleo to say that not. Elo nosomeis. But what are you going to say in a case where first Shimon married, in this case, first Shimon married his wife. This wife is now an Eishesach to Reuven. V'loi meis, he didn't die yet. V'acharkach nosochai, and now Reuven married Shimon's wife's sister. V'loi ischaz yelei klal. So in that case, when Shimon dies, then there was never a point in time where this woman was actually allowed to be married to Reuven, because the second Shimon died, she was already an Achos Isha beforehand, besides for being Eishesach. So in that case, it's not similar to Metzaira. Miloi Moida Ula, would Ula not agree in the case of Metzaira, Shemra Keri Balil Shmini, that if he became a Bal Keri in the night of the eighth day of this Metzaira, She'ein Machnis Yodov Libahoinus, he's not allowed to put his hand for his thumbs into the Azara, She'le Yotzop, Because it's not yet been a time where he could have brought the korban and he was allowed to put his hands in, because he was a keri before the morning. So we have now an issue. What do I need the pasuk of aleo? Indeed, the one case that indeed you need aleo, and the Gemara stays with this for now, that why do you need aleo? There's one case. In the case that first Shimon married his wife, and then Shimon died, so now you've got first an Is of Eishes Ach, and only an Is of Eishes Ach, and this Eishes Ach is overridden because it's regular Yibum to Reuven, and now Reuven, before doing Yibum, he marries a sister of that widow, now she's become also an added issue of Achos Isha. Indeed, we would have said, Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari, and he can do Yibum. That's why I need Oleo to say, no, you cannot do Yibum to an Erva. So we need Oleo to Hecha de Nos, or Meis, the one who's going to die. Shimon first married his wife, Umeis, and then Shimon died, V'Acharkach Noso Chai, and then the surviving brother married the sister of Shimon's wife. Indeed, in that case, it's similar to the Metzora who became a Keri during the day, and we would say Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari, and that's why I need Oleo. So that is the first answer which the Gemara gives. It's the fifth attempt, and the first one that actually stands, but only in a specific case. So indeed, that you only need Oleo for that particular case. In any other case, then either when the other Erva applied to Reuven before Eishes Ach, or even in the case when Eishes Ach applied first, but when Eishes Ach, the time Shimon died, besides for being Eishes Ach, there was already another Erva. In those cases, we would not have used Hoyel v'Ishtari Ishtari. We would never have entertained the idea of doing Yibum, and therefore we do not need Oleo for those cases. So this is the first answer that actually stands. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue V'Ibois Eima. The Gemara is going to give another suggestion as to a case or why we would allow Yibum by Erva, and that would explain to us why we need Oleo to say that you cannot do Yibum by Aroyes.